assisted suicide bills in England and Scotland,
a landmark Supreme Court judgment on the definition of woman,
and legal action against the civil service over its support for Pride marches.
I'm Rhys Kernow.
I'm Joanna Tim.
Welcome to our review of the issues that made the headlines in 2025. At the start of the year, the government rejected calls from pro-trans activists to re-examine the CAS review's recommendations for gender-confused children. The Department of Health and Social Care said the government and NHS England are fully committed to implementing the review.
Some of Kim Leadbeater's decisions at Westminster caused particular controversy, as the list of witnesses selected to appear before her committee was criticised for being heavily skewed towards those favouring assisted suicide. And a vote against hearing evidence from the Royal College of Psychiatrists caused such an outcry that within hours, Leadbeater, the bill's sponsor, was forced to add the group to the witness list.
The controversy continued when in February she scrapped a measure she had repeatedly described as the ultimate safeguard. The MP had said a High Court judge would need to approve a person's request to be killed, but ditched the role after finally conceding her plan was unworkable.
Elsewhere, pro-life campaigner Isabel von Spruce was told by police that her mere presence near an abortion centre was causing harassment. The co-director of March for Life UK was told by police that she could not silently stand within a government-imposed censorship zone because she holds anti-abortion views.
In March, we announced we are assisting retired pastor Clive Johnston, who is being prosecuted for holding an open-air Sunday service in an abortion censorship zone. The former pastor was cautioned by police last July after preaching on John 3:16 near Coleraine's Causeway Hospital. The 76-year-old did not mention abortion and was separated from the hospital by a dual carriageway, but was charged with seeking to influence those accessing abortion services.
The Isle of Man's Parliament passed a bill to legalise assisted suicide. The proposal to allow residents deemed to be terminally ill to be given lethal drugs to end their own lives was voted through the Tynwald and could come into effect early in 2027. At the end of the month, a leading human rights lawyer warned that plans for a ban on so-called conversion therapy in Northern Ireland could result in parents being imprisoned for refusing to go along with their child's wish to try and change gender. Under a proposed bill, parents and church leaders could face unlimited fines and up to 7 years in prison for being involved in alleged conversion practices. But in a legal opinion for the CI, Aidan O'Neill KC said the plans are a disproportionate intrusion into the home, freedom of religion and expression.
The Supreme Court ruled in April that the terms sex, man and woman in the Equality Act refer to biological sex and not gender preferences, even with a gender recognition certificate. In a unanimous decision, the UK's highest court ruled against Scottish Government guidance, which allows men who identify as women to take women-only positions on company boards. The following week, the Scottish Government announced it fully accepts the judgment.
Consequently, the Social Justice Secretary told Holyrood that the SNP government has no plans to bring back its controversial gender recognition reform bill, which would have allowed 16-year-olds to change their legal sex by self-ID.
In May, peers urged the government to abandon plans to introduce an intrusive home education register. Under the Children's Wellbeing and Schools Bill, parents must not only provide their names and addresses, but the amount of time each child spends receiving education from each parent and anyone else who educates their child. The bill is still being debated in the House of Lords.
Following a debate that lasted less than 5 hours, MSPs voted 70 to 56 in favour of Liam McCarthy's assisted suicide bill to allow terminally ill patients to get help to kill themselves, no matter how long they might have left to live. Only 7 members would need to change their vote at the upcoming Stage 3 to prevent it becoming law.
At the end of the month, the Mayor of London pushed for the UK government to consider decriminalising cannabis possession. The Home Office said it had no intention of reclassifying the Class B drug.
June was a dark month for the sanctity of life as 2 key votes went against the dignity and value of all human beings at the beginning and end of their lives.
First, MPs voted to further liberalise abortion law, approving an amendment to the government's Crime and Policing Bill. If the bill becomes law, a woman will be allowed to kill her unborn baby at any stage of pregnancy without sanction. Just days later, Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill for England and Wales was narrowly voted through the House of Commons, despite passionate opposition exposing its lack of protections for the most vulnerable. The Christian Institute promised to keep fighting against the bill as it progressed to the House of Lords.
Elsewhere in the Republic of Ireland, the government recommitted to outlawing so-called conversion therapy, but did resist EU pressure to enact draconian hate speech laws. In a shocking denigration of faithful Christians, Justin Welby said in July he was being thick when he had held to the Bible's teachings on sexual ethics. When asked about the Church of England's decision to approve same-sex blessings while refusing to allow gay marriage, Welby claimed faithful same-sex relationships are a huge blessing to those involved and society, adding, "I was being thick to have ever thought otherwise."
The Department for Education published guidance for schools in England on relationship, sex and health education that removed the minimum age limit for teaching sex ed. A draft version by the previous government had stated that children could not be taught about sex before age 9 or explicit sexual acts before 13. However, helpfully, the revised guidance does make clear that parents do have the right to see all materials taught in RSE lessons.
The Church in Wales announced in August that a woman in a same-sex civil partnership has been elected its next archbishop. Cherry Van describes herself as openly lesbian and is patron of a pro-LGBT group that affirms people of every gender identity and sexual orientation.
Later in the month, the Christian Institute launched legal action against the civil service over its public support for Pride. The CI notified the Cabinet Secretary of its intention to seek judicial review of civil service participation in Pride events and its wider endorsement of LGBT ideology.
During September, campaigners united to call on the government to do more to curb the damage done by gambling. More than 150 MPs, peers and campaigners held a summit to discuss how gambling impacts society and what must be done to change the industry.
An estimated 10,000 pro-life supporters united in support for the unborn at the UK's March for Life in London. And free speech advocate Charlie Kirk was shot and killed while speaking to students at Utah Valley University. In the wake of the tragedy, the young father's Christian faith and the need for greater respect for free speech was highlighted.
At the beginning of October, Dame Sarah Mullally was nominated as the next Archbishop of Canterbury. She is the first woman to take on the role in the Church of England's nearly 500-year history. Dame Sarah describes herself as pro-choice and in 2023 said stable, faithful relationships between two men or two women could be blessed. In the wake of the announcement, the Global Fellowship of Confessing Anglicans, which represents more than 72 million members, announced that it rejected her authority, saying she has repeatedly promoted unbiblical and revisionist teachings regarding marriage and sexual morality.
And at the end of the month, Ireland elected Catherine Connolly as its new president. Connolly campaigned for the legalisation of same-sex marriage, defended the controversial Gender Recognition Act, and is in favour of a ban on conversion therapy. She also voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment, removing a key protection for unborn children.
In November, a Christian Institute review found no evidence to conclude that mild smacking causes children harm. The review analysed 37 peer-reviewed studies on the relationship between smacking and negative outcomes. Data showed correlation is small, inconsistent, and does not prove causation.
Proposals to make divorce quicker and easier in Northern Ireland were largely rejected by respondents to a consultation, including the CI. Department of Finance officials said support for a so-called no-fault divorce system was in a minority, with around two-thirds preferring no change to the current law.
And the Christian Institute launched a new resource for evangelists on their rights and responsibilities when preaching on the streets. The Street Preachers Charter sets out legislation relating to public evangelism and provides guidance on good practice, enabling preachers in England and Wales to engage with the public and police with confidence.
And as the year drew to a close, leaked documents revealed that before the 2024 general election, the Labour Party considered that it could use its influence to introduce assisted suicide. According to a policy document, the party argued that it would be able to heavily influence a private member's bill to legalise the practice by lending government support and providing parliamentary time.
Pastor Clive Johnston gave evidence in court while on trial for preaching the gospel in an abortion censorship zone. Clive pleaded not guilty to the charges against him, and the judge has deferred his decision. The case will be revisited next year.
Following the earlier threats of legal action, lawyers for the Christian Institute lodged High Court papers commencing proceedings against the Prime Minister and the civil service over official taxpayer-funded participation in Pride marches. The legal challenge will affect civil servants in England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. And police chiefs announced that controversial non-crime hate incidents would be scrapped under new common sense proposals. The College of Policing and National Police Chiefs Council clarified that only serious incidents would be logged as intelligence reports, which would not appear in job checks.
Before we go, we look back at the lives of three men who have gone to be with the Lord. In July, long-serving pastor and celebrated Bible teacher John MacArthur died, age 86. Through his media ministry, oversight of the Master's Seminary and training of church leaders and pastors overseas, MacArthur will be primarily remembered as an expository preacher who had, as Grace Church recalled, an unwavering commitment to declare God's truth.
Author and pastor Vodi Borkum went to be with his Lord and Saviour in September. Borkum was a powerful preacher and served many years as a pastor in Texas and then as Dean of Theology at the African Christian University in Zambia. And in November, the CI's Chair of Trustees, Reverend Dr. Richard Turnbull, was called home after a short battle with cancer, age 65. Richard was a father, minister, and author who often spoke of his love for the Institute's staff. He routinely taught them and prayed with them and for them.
Thank you for standing with us again in this busy year. We greatly value your prayers and support. We give thanks to God and trust Him to provide for us and you in 2026.
From Joanna and me and all of us at the Christian Institute, we hope you have a blessed new year.